as hapa nataka nikafunge ni actually nijambia I just want 2% I'm out. Nataka 2%. Kumbe 2% ndio nilikuwa naenda ku lose. Niona tu imepanda tu hivi juu kiasi nikajua basi. Hata nikatoka kwenda kitchen kurudi. Ishaenda.
Sorry for your loss. Sume lose trade.
Kuna ni move.
You do sorry.
Maybe.
Yeah. Strong bro.
Sorry.
Strong
kimeumana.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Traders Show podcast here with Financial Hub. And today we have an interesting topic. We'll be talking with one of our students, Arvin. I'm sure you've seen him on our YouTube channel if you've been watching our YouTube. But today let's just talk about markets, how trading has been generally, and just how trading is, trading prop firms and such stuff, because that's the world of today. So Arvin is here. We'll talk to him. He's a funded trader with various prop firms, and we'll just chit chat and talk about how trading has been over the past couple of weeks, couple of months. Apart from that, I'm here with my partner Ken. He'll introduce himself, and then Arvin will introduce himself, and then Taras will join us in the next one. So Ken.
So hi traders, as Caleb has said, today we're joined with one of our students. I've joined us sometime last year, and over the last one and a half years, he's made significant progress in his trading, coming from not knowing much to a level where now he can trade prop firms, and he's actually funded a 5K account, and he's had some withdrawals. So we want to ask him a few questions in line with that, with his experience of trading for the last 2 years. So that there's someone out there who started trading a year, 2-3 years ago, you can have some hope around what is possible if you bury your head under the sun and try to look for things that work rather than just jumping all over the place. So I'll pass it along to introduce himself. We'll have just a few questions that we'll scan through, and hope you guys will learn one or two things from the session.
Hello traders. My name is Arvin Mwenda. I've been trading, I think, actually, I've been doing some trading here and there, but in terms of prop firm wise, I think this is the 15th week officially. I'm glad to be here, and let's talk more.
Okay, so...
Yeah, and also, we are to have some more other guys, but I think they cancelled. So it was not just Arvin. We're bringing other students, but I think we'll have them in the next one. They just cancelled Paliwako, Wamishikana. So today we'll have Arvin. Next time we'll have the rest.
Yep. So I wanted to ask you, Arvin, describe to us your early days of trading, which are just recently.
Yeah.
How did you even get to know about trading, and how are your early days
how
of
did
trading?
You start until where you found us then till today?
I think it all started in 2019.
Before COVID.
Yeah, before COVID. My cousin used to do some trading. But for me it didn't make sense. Unajua nile to some graphs. I was like, okay, ni graph. But there was nothing more, nothing less to that. For me it was just by the way. I think that was the first time I heard of trading. And then from there used to rikapotea ikaisha tu all of a sudden. So 2021 2022, so last year I was nilikuwa broke.
Last year 21 or 22?
No, 2020, last year actually 2022. Yeah, I was broke, so tukitembea na beshte yangu akaniuni kamuza na baby mimi nimesota, I don't know where to get cash bana. Akaniambia, bro wangu anafanya forex. Akaniambia, okay, na how much is he making? Akaniambia, I'll withdraw 60K. Nikajiambia, okay, na you 60K I'll make, na how long? Akaniambia, 1 week. Nikamwambia, staki 60K, nataka 2K per day. Staki mingi. 60K ni mob, 2K per day.
That's enough.
That's enough for me. So from there, akaenda home, nikamtenga kwamba niaje nimeambia unafanya forex unaweza niambia. Anambia okay, you come up, welcome mtaa, nikushow 1 2 3 and then tujue venye kutaenda. The next day mimi nikaenda, so it was like, first of all, if you want to make money in forex, we kwanza sahau sahi uta make dough after 2 years. Nikamwambia sasa 2 years tena. So nikajiambia okay, so that is 2024.
2024 naje. So that is when I'm supposed to make money. Eh, nikajiambia, okay, sawa. So where do I start? Then he told me, okay, first of all, anza na baby peeps. And the baby peeps, the lessons there, at least some basics that you can understand. Kajiambia, ah, okay, well and good. Kutoka hapo, alikuwa na your book. So
template.
Yeah, the template. From there, akaniambia pia, wako YouTube, and they have a couple of podcasts, but start from ile huko chini kabisa. Kajiambia, bas. So from tonight, the journey of 2024 begins. That was not last, I think. Is it June, August? June, July, August up. In between the 3 months. So nkajiambia.
So says so for 1 year, 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
Kutoka hapo nkajiambia sawa. So your night, nikaenda pale YouTube, nikaangalizo podcast ni mingi, nikasema sawa. Kufungua ya kwanza, 1 hour, 30 minutes. Oh, ni movie.
Podcast nani?
kuna inye, I think from the beginning, uko chiko chini kabisa.
Which one, hours?
Yeah, hours. Yeah, yenu.
Yeah, at hours ni sawa.
So, actually ni zenu. So, nikaona, wow, podcast moja ya kwanza ilikuwa 1 hour, 30 minutes. Nikajiambia, unajua ni aje. Jani ya 2024, na ile do nimesikia mse amesema, ni sawa tu, haina shida. So manifakta, ikatoka. Yo siku, nikasikiza ya kwanza vizuri, aya ya pili nikadoze. Nikaamka the morning, ziliendelea. Nikajiambia, unajua, hizi ni mingi. But the following day, baby peeps. Nikajiambia, hizi lessons ni 358, if I'm not wrong. Kasema ni sawa. On a daily basis, labda nichape 5 lessons ama 4 lessons. Nikaendelea, but the practicality of it was not there. So, nikarudi kwangu nikamwambia, aye man, hizi vitu sioni zikimove. Na nasoma, yes, but the practicality of it is missing. So, akaniambia, we push tu. Kasema sawa. Nikaenda nikajiambia, okay, let me look for you guys, because hey, jani yenye kama ni hivi basi, hata ile 2 years ni kidogo. So I come to Jekwa Towers pale 17th floor. Met you, Caleb, Ken, Russ.
We were all there that today.
Mulikuwa in a meeting, but I think kapata Nick.
Okay.
So tukabongana Nick, kaniambia unajua kutoka hapo, you can be funded, nikamuza funded. Yeah, kaniambia unaweza kuwa funded, I'm like, okay. Okay. So kutoka hapo I go home, saa nikachuza, okay, who's going to pay this fee for me? Nikajiambia, okay, parent, ay,
hard.
Kuna hii kitu
inaitwa at that point to kujiuliza, who's going to pay for me? There's no one thought that ilikuja, acha tunjifunze.
Ay, nilijaribu. I tried teaching myself. And the fact that nilikuwa nasoma, but again, the practicality. Tunajua baby peeps, yes, inakuonyesha, but hizo videos hata hakuna. Alafu kienda YouTube, unaona huwa anakuambia hivi. So, what you'll be doing, utakuwa tu unasikiza huyo, okay, and then unasikiza huyo, and then like, okay. Okay, sawa. Unaona? So, there'll be that confusion. So, I decided to come to you guys. Kajiambia, unajua nini, hizi savings zangu, zenye niko nazo, it's about time. Unajua? Because it's either hizi savings niendelee tu kukula tu pole pole, ama ni invest in a future skill that probably would pay me back the money. In which actually it has, I think it paid within one payout. Is it one payout? Actually, no, I think isharudisha. Until this point, it imerudisha the fee. So from there, the lessons began. I think it was November. November, the introduction part and everything. That was the first strategy now with Lawi. From there...
And mine.
You went 3 years.
Cause
yeah.
You must have gone through mine. Oh. Because that close.
Oh, yeah, it was Lawi and then yours.
It was mine, then Lawi's.
Yeah.
Even in a Konga structure. Unless that time, maybe those are... Mostly in a Konga.
Kutoka hapo sasa, wakati you guys closed now, I was left with your strategy.
Nakumbuka.
Lawi's. Kutoka hapo, that was November. So it was a matter of, okay, hii skill ya hii ni ya flag. Now you have to have now to go deeper and deeper.
True.
So now it's a matter of practice, but now month 1, month 2, month 3, nothing. Nothing comes as in sizioni kuona naona yes, but sizioni even nataka kuziona. From there I think na that kumbuka, is when
during that time is when February you can to me on the Discord.
Yeah.
Ukiniambia hapa eh Caleb, I can't see these patterns.
Yeah. That was now December, January.
Or rather you told me you can see them, but you see them after they formed.
They formed, yeah.
So I was yoni zikiform.
It opportunity imepita. So I was very frustrated. And nilikuwa najiambia, wow, I don't know how to move beyond this. So in my head, I'm like, okay. What else can I try? And then again, nikakumbuka what I was told, 2 years, as in 2 years is when you'll start.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what, if then it's that 2 years, well and good.
Mm-hmm.
So nikaendelea tu, and for me I think I didn't use the softwares that you use. Nile two markets are Rudy kwa time, Rudy to
for backtesting.
Okay, yeah.
So I just trading view the free one.
Bas.
Rudy to
no Rudy until nakwambia hapo ndio nakwambia tray
upgrade.
Iburi imeishia hapa sasa.
Unakuja mbele.
Ya bure sasa. So kutoka hapo that is when I started from there with different pairs. And I think it took patience because there was a lot of frustration in between and a matter of okay. Yangu na juu yangu was from morning to evening. I'm like, yeah, na jini me put, there's nothing to show yet. There's nothing, kabsa. So I think April, is it April? Actually May, June. Just say if it was kanza saa kuflow. Zikanza kuflow. I'm like, okay. It's happening. I think your time is imeanza kuflow. So you guys open.
Yeah, in May. Yeah, mid-May.
Yeah, mid-May. So I come, go through Ken's strategy also. Then, okay, so ama ni combine Caleb, Ken na Larry kajiambia okay, let me combine. So sinika combine ai nikajiambia hapana, kuna a lot of confusion. Larry anasema bye, wewe unasema sell, Ken yuko unashindwa sasa. And then the next one is Ken will buy, you will sell, Larry is inasema too, it's different. So I think I didn't come again. I don't think this thing psychologically is really working. So Ken was like, I think with time, ama whatever you've put your time in, as in when you make hockey practice match, that is what you need to embrace. But accepting that, because you know, you want to be everywhere, you know, because you want to make that money. Nikanua prop form. Kutoka hapo, si nikaanza challenge. So nikajiambia, okay, acha tu nifanye na flags. Did with flags, took actually 1 month, done. Because actually I've never traded my own money. Kabsa. All trading yenye nimefanya has been either demo and then now the prop firm sasa. For me that has been it. And yeah, now till now the journey continues. Actually tukimaliza hii wiki kisha itakuwa now the 15th week me trading. Officially.
And this is including the challenge.
Yeah, including the challenge, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which you've not mentioned, but you passed the challenge.
Yeah.
You passed the challenge in how long?
1 month.
Both
phases. Phase one and phase two.
Okay.
Actually, phase two will take 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah, 2 days.
Two
I was
two trades? I mean, it was one trade.
It was one trade.
5%.
5%, yeah.
Because I think we'll continue talking on the other ones later on of how you're able to do that. You entered live. You've now withdrawn money. Mm-hmm. You've used that same money to buy a bigger account.
Yeah.
So we'll continue that moving forward.
Would you mind explaining to people how you look at markets? Like, what's your thought process around buying or selling a particular market?
Without being too... Don't give every detail. It's proprietary, yeah. But just...
we are going to proprietary technology.
Don't share my... Because we share the same strategy with Avi.
Yeah. I think it all begins, actually, on weekends. For me, Saturday, my Saturday will be just off. And then Sunday is when everything for me happens.
I'll look at how my week has been in terms of how markets have been. From there, that is not the top-down analysis. From the daily, the four-hour, one hour, and then now for me, at times, even 30 minutes.
Okay, those are your main trading time frames?
Yeah, those are my main trading time frames.
So what do you use the daily one for?
The bigger picture in terms of direction.
Okay.
Because I don't want, I would want to avoid the daily saying buy, 4 hours saying buy, and then the 1 hour probably saying sell.
So
the risk the risk exposure will be a bit wide compared to if one the daily saying buy, 4 hours saying buy, and then the 1 hour is saying buy, that would be a good risk exposure compared to when the 1 hour is saying sell. Yeah. So from there, I'd record down what happened the previous week.
Like then on from, your journal?
Yeah. And then from there, what I'll be expecting in the coming week, the narrative of probably what I'm seeing markets. And then on a daily basis, I didn't used to do it until probably saw the, it's actually very necessary to do it. In terms of now every day, I have to do like, again, a top-down. Some few weeks ago for me, it was usually more of, after you've done the top-down analysis on Monday, I do another top-down analysis on Sunday. So I wouldn't know what happens in between. So for me, it was a matter of doing top-down analysis on Monday. What happened on Monday? What happened on Tuesday? What key levels were broken? Thursday, Friday, what news came out? What happened?
So how much time... chat time do you spend per day when you're doing your weekly analysis?
At this point, I'm actually reducing it each and every single day because I've also seen the effect of being there. Because I used to do my, for me, my chat time was from morning to evening. That was from
9 to 5.
Hey, at a 9 to 5, Nikki dog. I'd wake up at 7, so my chat time probably would start at 7:30 all the way to at night 12 when I went to sleep. So that was chat time. But I have it has helped me in many different ways. But also the side effects. Now the side effects of it was I'm meddling with my trades because I want to see what is he doing now.
So psychologically, it becomes difficult for you to trade.
Yeah. Sana. So in terms of now. Right now, what I'm doing is wake up in the morning, do a top-down analysis. From there, that is, I think, around in between 7:30 and 8:30, do a top-down analysis. And then from there, wait for London to open at 10. I look at where everything, what is happening. From there, I stay out. Then I do three. Look at markets at 3. And then from there, see where New York is opening. Is there any opportunity I have where my entries? And then from there, if there is none, I'd stay out. I think a lot of chat time has that side effect of going back and looking at the trade. Is it going up? Yeah. Then is it going back up? No. And at times also meddling with some trades. I think this week I messed up with my trades. Just to see them go to profits in Kajambia salsa. And then other ones missed them. But it, I think one Iliam Kalet in Kapata Ilienda. Okay. Yeah.
And on how many pairs?
I used to have 14 pairs.
14?
14 pairs.
You used to have 14 pairs and you spend 15 hours a day on the charts.
Yeah.
14 hours.
So now you have how many?
Now you've cut it down to?
I cut down to, I have four pairs and gold. I removed Dow Jones.
How did you choose the pairs?
In terms of how they are, in terms of how in sync I am, the markets. And also...
Did this also come after Ningililia to Discord? The time I asked people, how many pairs?
Pairs. Yeah. Actually, I think that helped. I think that was also a wake-up call. Because what I used to do was, what pairs does Caleb trade? He's in the not after flags.
True.
Ken, he's
not after
third bounce.
Lawi hapa ndio hizi ndio ana trade sawa sawa because I used to have them and then now my extras in terms of actually correlation because I know if GU and EU those are correlated so I'd look for opportunities GJ and EJ they are correlated so I'm like okay then these ones here but from there I'm like okay I'm just no what I'm trying to chase I don't think it's really going to pay as much. So from there, it was a matter of now, these are my pairs. These are my four currency pairs. And then from there, now gold. And yes, is what I've actually been doing. Yeah.
And in between, now that you have more time, so you know the times you're looking at the market, the time you're analyzing.
Yeah.
What do you do in your free time?
I listen to podcasts. I think I had stopped a bit and also in terms of reading books I had stopped but in each and every single I think the podcast that I listened to and the books that I read are what have materialized into the person that I am right now so I need to continue that each and every single day
these are reading books
trading books. I'm actually repeating Trading in the Zone for the second time.
McDouglas.
Yeah, McDouglas. And it is making more sense than it did when I read it last year.
Do you know why it makes more sense reading the second time?
Because when I read it the first time, I wasn't trading live.
Mm-hmm.
So anything I got was a matter of,
theory.
Ilikuwa tu theory. So kama kuna opportunity na kae nje. Just to know hata kama hakuna opportunity ukae nje uko tu ndani. So so reading
is a saying, the thing says what, you know it?
What?
When you read a book for the second time. Mm-hmm. When you read a book for the second time, mm-hmm. it's not that you see something that was not there, but you're not the same person you were the first time you read it.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah. And I think a fact for me that I'm now learning is a matter of the trader that I want to be. I'm not going to be right now. I'm going to grow into that trade each and every single day. And I think that had to sink in because the first time I read it, it was a matter of... knowledge to me.
Can't relate.
Yeah, you can't relate at all. Until right now, I'm like, okay, the trader that I don't be, I have to grow into that trader. And the mental... I don't know if I'll call it mental muscle that is needed is very different.
True.
Yeah. Because I think two, three weeks ago, nilikuwa nakapitia mbaya.
What, with the trades?
Yeah, with the trades. There was a lot of frustrations. I'd enter a trade. And then probably I'd see it go down. I'm like, talk. And then I'd exit just to see it turn. Yeah. And it's, I don't know, at times you'd say, ni kama inangoja utoke.
You came out in a turn.
In a turn. Okay. And see at ile na tani inakupatia opportunity ya kurudi tena.
Inaenda
unajiambia sasa okay sawa. So I do it once twice and then I realized I'd call it a toxic behavior that I had until I was like no I can't take this anymore and then also trading news. Trading news
ilinipatia
dope. Na time trading news ilinipatia dope sana. Kajiambia, now this is the way.
Strategy.
Kuna flag, lakini saa pia kuna strategy ya news. Wow. Until I lost $100 with one, I think last week, but one.
One trade.
Yeah.
This is on the 5,000 account.
Yeah.
So you lost 2%.
2%.
What was the initial risk? I'm okay with a stop loss.
Exactly. Be free.
Because that's what people do with the news. One say, hey, there's a spike, but it'll go right in the end.
So, ilikuwa ni hakuna stop loss. Sasa wakati market niliingia tu hivi, kwanza ilikuwa inashuka. Nikajua basi,
which
player? Dow Jones. Kajiambia basi.
After your trade ndo liitua. Said you stopped trading, sorry.
Lingia tu hivi, nikoni imeanza kuenda juu, nikajiambia basi. Hapa nataka nikafunge, nijiambia, I just want 2%, I'm out. Nataka 2%. Kumbe 2% ndio nilikuwa naenda kulose. Niona tu imepanda tu hivi juu kiasi, nikajua basi. Hata nikatoka, kuenda kitchen kurudi, ishaenda. Actually, 101. Nilitoka, nikajishika masikio, nikajiambia. But sasa at this point, I'm so, nimejam, I'm like, okay, what do I do? nikaanza nikaona tena inaanza kupanda kajiambia wewe niingie. Nikaingia. Hey, I lost $30.
Ngine.
Kajiambia unakumbuka drawdown? Unakumbuka drawdown?
Daily drawdown.
Daily drawdown. Eh, nikajiambia if I'm not careful, I'd lose it.
True.
So good thing it was on a Thursday. So Friday come Saturday nikajiambia time ya meeting nikasimu hapo nikajirecord.
Nice.
Nikajiambia we can't do this anymore. We can't do this anymore as in it can't work for us. It was a long conversation because ilikuwa about 45 minutes plus.
Serious, ulikuwa podcast yako.
Ilikuwa najipasha yani najiambia at the end of the day as in what are you looking for?
Yeah, no. But that is good you recorded that because that's like a verbal way of journaling.
Yeah. So nikajiambia when you're backtesting, you didn't use news, so you don't have any data on news. No. There's a lot of randomness kwa news. So the fact that hauna data means you unafanya nini?
True.
So to me now. Now last week Monday, so it now began. Man nikajiambia I have to be aware of every move, every decision. If I'm not aware of anything, then acha tu nitoke because I'm going to pay the price of not being aware.
True.
So Monday comes very aware, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nika crack kidogo tu. Cause bado nilikuwa kwa drawdown. Nika crack tu kidogo. Nikaingia kwa nisi ya nini? I think Dow Jones bado.
Wednesday last week.
Yeah, last week.
Thursday.
Sijui ilikuwa what news was last
Thursday?
Week?
Don't remember. Gani, last week kulikuwa na news.
Wednesday ndio kulikuwa na Fed.
Man, less ilikuwa.
But ilikuwa haiku move sana cause silikuwa usiku.
Thursday I think ilikuwa ECB.
So on Thursday nikaingia tu hivi nikaanza ku move to profit. Ikaenda kwanza $10 nikajiambia bas. And then nikashuka. Ai, nikajiuliza and then unajua before hiyo nilikuwa nimeandika place, there's a place kwa notebook yangu kwa nimeandika don't lose it. Hivyo tu don't lose it. So nikaangalia nikaona hiyo nikaona tu negative $10. Nikaona hapa don't lose it. Nikajiambia ai, I can't siezi pay price tena na siezi rudi. I can't go back mentally to where I was. So market comes to zero. Nikajiambia cut profit or loss nothing. Nikatoka tu. Nikajiambia I don't think I'm ready to have another toxic cycle na ninajaribu kutoka. No. So Thursday happened. Friday again the same temptation comes. Nikajiambia amu ingie nika no. We can't do it. But niliingia tu tena. It goes to profit. Nikajiambia no. I don't think this is really something that I want to keep encouraging myself to do. Na
why did you keep getting in and out of positions? Was it ideas that you'd seen in the market or had you ditched your system and you are now trading just your own opinions?
My system works very well. No. But that occurrence had reduced just a bit. So I think it was the need and want to get out of that drawdown so bad that pushed me to just want, for me, any pair could, I had these pairs. They are pairs that I used to have. But now, at that specific time, it was a matter of, add easy pairs for now, don't even make sense. Well, it was, I think, nilikuwa najiambia after now, on Friday, that point of weakness, when it came, on Saturday, I was telling myself in a very vulnerable place and you're in a point of weakness that ulikuwa tu anything could go. No. And in my head I was like, I can't have that no matter what happens. I cannot get myself in that point of weakness. And if I do get myself in that point of weakness, then it's a matter of no. Just stop. No. I can't cause I'll pay for the price is high.
It's expensive.
Eh, mbaya sana.
Very expensive.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah. So I think at this point I'm like, no, I can't have those cycles go on. And at this point now it was I wrote a side note in my trading view, each and every pair that I trade. This is what you're going to do. And each and every single morning when I open the charts, that is the first thing that I see. and then the charts. So I read it, and because it's in red, I read it.
I'm like, okay. Couple trading view.
And yeah, couple trading view. Come on, candlestick iko hapa. Iko hapa. Hapo ndani tu. The text, you write the text and then you put it. That is where it is. So each and every single day I have to watch it. Jana kulikuwa na some movement kwa markets. No, your time ya USD JPY, there was gajiambia no, but again I was like, okay, at least USD JPY nimekuwa nikingoja for some time. And I was expecting a sell. So the moment my alert came in, I sold. Means I didn't know exactly what was going on. But the moment nili sell, nili toka yo trade within few minutes, though it inrudisha break even and gave me 1%. Yeah.
It was that time the yen nilikuwa inaanguka.
Yeah.
Ilianguka milipanda.
JPY
was down.
Yeah.
EJ was down. GJ was down. Yeah. Ilikuwa that time.
Yeah, it was that time. Okay. But for me, I was watching it because that 150 level.
Because that same trade is a trade DJPY and he had that trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I was
DJ also the trade that he made 17%.
Ilikuwa gold.
He made 17 on gold.
Yeah, gold. Yeah.
Okay.
15 minutes.
I wish he was here to Ambia, but he'll come.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Yeah, Alingia 15 minute time frame.
I remember. It was his last bullet. And he made 17%.
This doesn't kill it. I'm gone.
I'm sure.
So, yeah. Mm. They're usually one of those points of weakness in the markets and for you as a person that you go through. But I think it's also a matter of what then am I willing to lose? You know? Yeah.
Okay. And the more you're trading, the strategies that tulikufunza huku, are they making more sense the more you learn? Because Ken taught a lot of psychology and in Ken's class, we normally... Ken tells people, and I know it's not a matter of I need to be in his class to know, but in a psychology class, it's hard for someone to relate until they trade, especially until they trade live.
Yeah.
So now with those lessons, those gems, do you use a lot of what he helped, he shared with you guys?
Yeah, in so many ways. And I think the question that I think each and every single time I ask, why do you trade? You know? Why do you really trade and what are you looking for in trading? The moment I answer that question, then for me it's a matter of you need to take time. And then again, in the back of my head, I remember 2024 is not here. So your time for making money is...
So your goal is, so your plan is 2024, end of 2024 or by January?
The moment that I was told you have to give yourself 2 years, for me the 2 years was a matter of, okay, then it's a matter of each and every single thing. So these small mistakes and errors that I'm making, I can't have them continue. You know, so for me, entering 2024 and my plan for 2024 is a matter of all these mistakes, we need to put them aside. Because I think, I don't know if it's Ken I was telling you that, there are mistakes you guys made. And if I cannot learn from those mistakes, then for me as a trader, I feel like I would have failed somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll be more of a smart trader.
Yeah.
Instead of a wise trader.
Yeah.
Wise learn from people's mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of the lessons you helped, zinakusaidia pia?
Eh, sana. Sana, 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 sana. Okay. Yeah.
Strategy-wise as well. Does the community help?
Yeah, the community does help in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
You'd feel probably you're going through this alone. Then you realize,
kuna mtu mwingine amelose.
Eh, adio kumbe umelose, unakapitia pia hivyo, so
like me last month I didn't have any winning trade.
Mm-hmm.
Two losses, two break events.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you saw the breakdown I shared?
Oh yeah, yeah.
The breakdown
I
shared, just giving people a summary of how my month was.
Yeah, that was good.
Because a good thing about having a community, it's a matter of share how it is. So so key feature that you may lose, you know this one, you know people normally are fearful to go share with other people who are not traders.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them, this month I lost 5%, I lost 10%, because of how they'll be judged. But if you share with another trader who's going through the same thing,
Okay,
niambia I'm in down 2. Kuna mingi na down, I'm a blow account. So I'm saying, if I go down 5, you're doing a good job, and then you're able to recover that, because that's what you're able to do.
Yeah,
I said you were down around 5. Now, how did you turn your account? How are you able to pass the 5,000, and what, because something I like when you're saying before we started mm-hmm. is the new prop firm that you took,
mm-hmm.
you didn't take the same prop firm you are in right now.
Yeah.
You took a new one.
Yeah.
So what was the reason behind that?
I think after what happened to my Forex funds.
Yes.
And I know you guys had money. So I put myself in your shoes. No. Now for me, I was so much invested in one prop firm. So I was telling myself, so okay, now after you're done with 5,000, get a 10,000. And then after 10,000, go to 25, 50,
scale up.
Just scale up with one. And then after what happened and after your interview, for me it was a matter of, I think we should also, I should personally think about this also in a different way. And a friend of mine has the pro firm that I have shifted also to. Has Billions Club.
Is it weird?
Georgina.
So you're having like a Billions Club.
Billions Club.
Which country?
Dubai. Is it Dubai? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's been actually withdrawing. I think mm-hmm. that is what gave me the green light. Yeah. Can I be okay if he's doing this? And then I went through their Discord group, checked everything. But as much as, you know, there's a long con, so you can never.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's also a risk.
Yes,
it's also a risk, you know. Even I think people who
and
lost,
mm-hmm. as you're taking this, just something you've not mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's profits that you made from your first account that mm-hmm. you removed and paid for another.
Yeah, actually, this week I had two payouts. There's one that had delayed. Now the second one that I made on Tuesday.
Nice.
So that money that I got, I bought a new prop firm. So I didn't add any money from my side.
So one, you got your refund back.
Yeah.
And you're able to pay for a new account.
Yeah.
Okay, back in as some change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that money is what I used now to get the $10,000 account.
Nice.
And now I'm in the challenge now. Right now I'm doing the challenge. Yes.
Okay, and you said you just started this week, didn't you?
Yeah, actually
the new account
Wednesday. Yeah,
okay.
I bought it on Wednesday
because I think I've talked about this a lot. And a mistake mm-hmm. us we made is we started with two big accounts.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't learn about the prop firms like the daily drawdown.
Yeah.
Some prop firms have no trading over weekends, no trading news.
Yeah.
Lot size. Some prop firms tell us Wesi and a maximum of a certain lot size.
Yeah.
So we made a lot of stupid mistakes,
mm-hmm.
and I call them stupid because if we could have avoided them,
yeah,
tungekuwa with many more accounts. So I remember we had to tone down, go back to get small accounts, then build it up from there. Now it's good you guys are starting from a place where you're building up instead of what us we did. Then you
yeah.
scale down, then you build it up,
yeah.
Which is an opposite direction. Because something that I like is it's a new age of trading, and I call it that a lot because mm-hmm. this time you don't really have to rely a lot on your own capital, and that's
yeah.
what took us time. Because like you said, it's got to last year, maybe, but yeah, by 2 years.
Yeah.
Now for us, I remember when we started out in 2016-17. There was no way no one could find you.
Yeah.
One, there's a license. You can't. You need a license. Two,
mm-hmm.
and there's no prop firm. So there was nothing like, okay, FTMundo walikuwa anzaanza, but it wasn't mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it wasn't new. So
yeah.
it took us time before we could know that we could get prop firms and then we could actually trade and make money off of them. So that time frame will go along, which is good for you guys since because it's not even been.
But I don't necessarily think it also took us that much time. I think by then props are not really big.
That's what I'm saying. The FTMO are starting.
Yeah,
they weren't big. We didn't know.
Props are not really big. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. It took
that
us.
That's the reason I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Because from by the time you started your
mm-hmm.
class
mm-hmm.
to now, it's been almost less than a year.
Yeah.
Ulikuja class.
Mm-hmm.
You've learned. You've known, you've done back test, you've gotten a system,
yeah.
you've traded, and now you're in your second challenge. You have one live account and a second challenge and some profit.
I have three accounts.
Okay.
Two 5,000.
Okay.
One is live, the other one is Kokoa challenge.
Ah, nice.
And then these 10,000.
Oh. I didn't know you have two 5,000.
Yeah,
so the 2,000 are with my funded
yeah,
Forex.
My funded FX, yeah.
Okay, so the third one, so customer, let me diversify
yeah,
somewhere
yeah,
else.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're basically trading, looking to trade roughly $20,000.
Yes.
in less than a year.
Yeah.
A good job.
Thanks, man.
As it took before. To part of $20,000 after how many years?
Well,
okay. That one was live.
It was like real $20,000.
$20,000, not pro forma.
It was real.
Yeah. That one came in 2020.
So it took us about 4 years.
4 years. It's taking you less than 1 year.
Hey, you told me that 4 years in Kidogo. Kenya. Aye, kwa mbele.
Si wangu. Eh,
nyimbi kwa mbele.
$20,000 cash.
Cash kwa mbele hiyo.
After 4 years.
True after.
You have to search.
For sure. Aye.
You have to search.
But the good thing now that is what we are trying to help people with, especially ukiona kuko community, and that's why if you've noticed of late in the community, I've become a bit more tough, more strict. If you see the messages I send, Nambianga will say, because trading needs you to be serious.
Yeah,
if
that's,
people
that's
want
true.
You to help them, if you want to join, if you, Ati? Billions. If you want to improve as a trader, not everyone has the same drive you have, we have, of doing the back work, back testing, your kazi, journaling, what you need to do.
Yeah.
So it took, I had to sit down with myself, pia mimi nikasema, haya, kaa sasa nataka usaidizi yangu, I'm going to put pressure,
my condition.
Throttle on the gas.
Yeah.
Either mko serious ama mko serious. Na kama mko serious, mimi nimeenda.
Yeah.
Why am I helping people who don't to be helped? See what it's not waste time. You're wasting yours, you're wasting mine.
Yeah.
We're not having a good time.
Yeah.
So.
And having a good time is crucial.
It's crucial, but life is short. That's the things you know. Like, I like seeing, and it's not that I expect everyone to have the same growth like you.
Yeah.
I don't expect that everyone within a few months or maybe Peter. But at the same time, show seriousness. Like after that text, you can see now people in the group, people are sharing more, people are talking more, people are like feedback, helping me here and there. So it's good stuff. And it's good feedback that you're saying also the community has really helped, because it's been a lot of back and forth with strategy. So now what strategy are you mainly focused on? One, two, or you're still mixing up?
Alvin is a flagarian. Focusing on one strategy.
For me, actually, it's flags. It's flags. And then I think, there's one thing during Ken's class, I think I got from. He said, my strategy doesn't come on a weekly basis. It either comes on the first week of the month, the first term, or the first one and a half, or the last one and a half. So for me,
you're not paying attention.
Hey, Mimi.
You funza watu wengi bana. Watu washikangi details.
The people who class are even medus.
From me, that is what I got. Mana. And I was very keen. So in terms of mid-month, wezi nipata naangalia anything to do with that bounce. But the beginning, kama wiki kulikuwa na mbili. I think now for me personally, there were two. And it was the first week of October. So Lingia, I think that is on the only talker because of confidence, Sonika Toka. But just to see them go to
target
very well. Toka hapo sasa, markets do what markets, but you've taken your profit, you're out. So I think probably for Ken, I think I use both your strategies, but in a very disciplined way. That one I'd say. That one I'd
so you have really a set trading plan?
Yeah. I have his trading plan.
Mm-hmm.
I follow it to the latter. Mm-hmm. And I also follow yours to the latter.
Mm-hmm.
So for Ken, it's a matter of first one and a half. Then
first?
Or one in the first 1 week.
The month.
Yeah. So probably in next week, but on, I wouldn't be looking at Ken's strategy.
Okay. So you're balancing.
Yeah, I'd balance. And then from there, it's a matter of, now also there is usually some confusion that happens.
Mm.
And I think I usually try to avoid it as much. When Ken's strategy is saying buy, yours is saying sell.
Mm.
It's a matter of now, you have to make a decision.
Yes, true.
You know,
because kunezo days.
These
you gotta decide. Is it a flag?
Is it a flag bounce? Or is it that third bounce?
Should you go in such a dilemma?
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I think that is when I rely on my muscle memory.
What about it?
In terms of
the muscle memory is like a recency bias.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Okay, not really, but it will weigh a lot of weight on what happened recently.
Made you mind last week?
Flag no lintengzia last week.
I think that is when now the money factor is eliminated, because the time that I've taken with Flags is not the same. It's not the same time that I've taken with Ken's strategy.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of, okay, then if it's this, it's a flag, then I'd go with a flag. Anytime, any day, I'd go with a flag. No. And then now looking at this one, I'm like, okay, if I'm not seeing any flag, then I'm going with this, because everything is ticking. Because yeah, I can't itakuwa rare.
You gotta wait. There for you?
Yeah, I feel like that's why I have many pairs. I tend to look at many pairs. Mm-hmm. That's why right now I'm testing other things. For me to get very good trades, I have to be very patient. Yeah. I'm very selective, you know. As money got a specific set criteria, and if you're easily bored, such things will interfere with it, which interferes with the results long term. So you have to think around
balance.
Yeah, if you have two pairs, you can't trade my strategy. You probably need 6-7 pairs for you to be able to trade around it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now what's the next 6 months plan?
Scale up with time, and finish probably the 10,000.
Now you're fully in trading?
Yeah, fully in trading.
So
pass the 10K from there, go for the 25. After the 25, now we go to 50.
Okay.
After 50, now
we'll sit down together.
Mm-hmm.
I'll help you. We'll look at a few things, because I'd find it fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a bad thing. Now 5 to 10 is good.
Yeah.
But now from 10 go to 50. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no need for you having many small ones.
Oh yeah.
Like yeah. Like, it's not trade the 10K for some time.
Yeah.
But also, because 10K, you see, for example, if 10K gives you 10% return,
yeah,
for example, that's $1,000.
Yeah.
A 50K account.
It's $5,000.
Hey.
Is?
Any poor.
$5,000.
$5,000? A 50K account?
Yeah. 10%, yeah.
It's $5,000 or 5K Kenyan shilling?
Dollars.
Shillings?
$5,000 will buy you a 50K account.
No, 10% of the 50K.
Oh, yeah. Account. Yo, I said, minmezoezo kubwa. Oh, ole. Oh, $5,000. Yes.
10% of it.
Wow. It takes $5,000, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's $5,000.
$5,000 like a penny score. Dollars. Guys.
I've got it. So if you have a, if you have, now you have a 10K, Sindio,
yeah,
you make $10,000, 10%.
1,000.
Yeah. Now what I was saying, a 50K account in how much, Ken? For example, roughly?
Kenyan money.
$300.
$40K.
So you see, now if you have $1,000, if you have $1,000, just take 30% of it and buy a 50K account.
Yeah.
Now from there, like Ken is saying, 10% of 5K is $5,000. There's no need for you then to go scaling EV. So not so we can go 5K, 10K, then 50, then now we can go 100, then the 25 one we can skip.
Yeah.
But we'll sit down and talk to one or two. Yeah. You know, also like you're saying, it depends on the mass or liko.
I think I'd probably, I don't know, give someone.
Which one?
The 5,000, because I have 2 5,000. Probably I'd give one to someone who's.
But you can link them.
You can link them to an account.
You can link accounts with Tradecopia.
But you could even link. Are they from the same firm?
Yeah, the two my forex fund.
Yeah, and then the other one is billions.
Okay. Yeah. The 10K is billions.
Yeah.
So this 5K one, so the 5K one, what pro firms allow is you can merge them. Uh-huh. After merging, like now with the other one with billions, you can be allowed to trade copy.
Yeah.
So you just take one trade one, in a duplicate.
You also got 20 proper accounts. Like so that's no now need. That's what you're doing.
$5,000 is a lot of money for you to just ujafika kwa philanthropy.
Because I'm a philanthropist.
Bado, with time utafika.
Because in my head, I think.
But I get in your head, you're like, isn't 5K, accounts more?
5K, 10K.
Yeah, no. So you link them such that you don't even have to stress. Mm-hmm. You'll just take a trade, it will replicate with all the parameters that you set of the different accounts.
Could you go 5,000
accounts? You could even decide, this account is a little bit risky, I'll be taking a percentage risk. This one I'll optimize for 0.5. Uh-huh. This one I'll optimize for 2%. Uh-huh. There are clear things that you can do.
Ah, geo story.
Hey, take your words back. Kuna mtu anaweza kukuacha kuambia you said.
Geo story. Take my words back.
I will look at those things. Pole, as you scale up, because that's what prop firms allow you. They know people are trading more than one prop firm.
Yeah.
So they have certain things that allow you to do that. So that's the goal, scale up. So if you just give like a wide, in the next 6 months, we'd like to have what size account? That's by next year, maybe February,
in the next
March.
March.
Yeah, by end of March.
$50,000.
Okay.
Yeah, $50,000. I think after near 100.
Okay.
So pole tu.
Pole. Ina raka hii nimeona eh ukikimbia.
Yeah.
Ai.
Utakimbia hadi nyuma.
But I like the lessons you've been able to gather in the last 1 year. That's a lot. You only need to take time to learn. We didn't have no one to guide us, no one to tell us what to do. No community and no accounts.
I think it's good at times when you stand and look where you're coming from. I think because that is one thing I wasn't really grateful for until I talked to a friend of mine who was like, bro, umetoka mbali.
Umetoka mbali?
Umetoka
mbali. I know you used to be Masoli, you know Lisa. Because sometimes we normally trend, look, who's the serious trader, who can go far. Sometimes some of you surprise us. It comes, you're like, hey, umse akwa, kumbe class akwa na, like DJ, he'll come in the next one, very good trader. He never used to ask questions in class. So unashanga, who you? Will he get very fine trading? But look, he's one who's now here. He's also doing, he passed his phase one challenge, about to pass his phase two. So, and very consistent, very disciplined. Trading, you can't really judge at first. The people who become it in the end, that I mean, labda na kina Ken, ask someone who have seen us those years ago, akisema, they don't stand a chance. But trading, all it needs, you don't need to be the smartest or the most genius. Need resilience too. Yes.
For sure.
Time and time again. So
So guys, you've heard the story of Arvin. We've shared with you a lot. Hope you'll take one or two things. Caleb will close the podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
By
I have two things
sharing with Arvin some good news.
Yeah, two things. Help me this. We have your certificate.
Nice.
Uko wanapeananga certificates za what are they called? Prop firms. Arvin passed challenge nini.
But we
have ours. We'd like to give you. It's more of a Ken. More of a congratulatory certificate. As you can see, this is Arvin Mwenda Gitonga. Got that right, India.
Yeah.
Just for you know, many people come and ask us, at the end of this course, will I get a certificate? What will you give me? But really, I don't want you to do a course. Like, you've never asked where's my certificate. At the end of the day, trading, you don't come to trading and say, hey, nikona sata hata, nimesoma, I know this thing. Yeah. It's a matter of, can you be able to trade? If you can be able to trade well, then here's your certificate, you know? So this is yours.
Thank you, man.
Enjoy. At least as if your parents ask... Tell them nimesomea something. But the good thing, you can see results and all that. And it's good you went through us. So have that as yours.
Thank you.
And number two, before I end, if you don't mind me sharing, Arvin used to do sign language. He's very good with sign languages. So teach me and Ken just for fun. Just two things then we can be doing. In future.
Yakufungua podcast. How you guys? Hello traders.
Just two things. Just so that we can appreciate also where you're from. That's your profession.
Hello. Hello all. Hello all. Yeah. Hello all.
Hello, all.
Yeah.
So you hello, do like this.
All.
Hello, all. Yeah.
Okay. All. Hello, all.
Yeah.
Hello, all of you.
So the hand has to go hello like this.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. All.
So follow. Hello. Imkono iko pamoja. Like you can racing a girl.
Yeah. Hello. All.
Yeah. Hey, yes. That's a simple to all.
Oh, okay. All hello. Yeah. All.
Hello.
Yeah.
All.
Okay.
Hello. All.
And you can see the cameraman also lying.
And goodbye.
As a goodbye is goodbye. This.
I see.
This goodbye, Amad, is the simple bye.
Any goodbye.
Is the simple.
This is bye. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Good.
Me I'm more glancing in.
Ah, Zine, I have to look.
I did too many emoji.
Emoji bells I love.
I can learn a lot.
You can learn a lot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good. Bye.
Yeah.
Any other?
So goodbye, traders. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye. And something in it just I'm younger say. Sorry for your loss. So may lose trade.
I think sorry. Sorry.
I don't need to tell him.
Can't to do.
Sorry.
So you don't do it.
Sorry. You do sorry.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Strong, bro.
Sorry.
Strong.
Kaleb.
Able too simple.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Thank you. So as you've seen, guys, that's what Arvin's profession is. To learn a lot more. Yeah. I remember I told Arvin I want to. I'm very bad with other languages, especially Kiswahili.
Yeah.
Angifiti sana.
Yeah.
But
Kiswahili.
Ibe hiramba.
Kitukuswe.
So I'd like to learn another language. Can't say language. It's an international language.
Yeah.
I believe you said different countries. It's a bit different.
Have different.
Yeah, but
seriously.
Yeah, different.
So a deaf from Australia might speak differently to a deaf in Kenya.
Yeah,
it's a bit.
Why did they create it like that?
The diversity. But
there's also English American different from English US. So it's still English.
Yeah,
but they are similar somehow.
Yeah, there's some similarity. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So. As you come, as you become a student, we like learning what you're from because we believe you can learn a lot from you. So guys, thank you, Arvin, for coming.
Yeah, man.
We'll have Abdi next time and also DJ. We call him DJ. He's actually a DJ, but so you see, there are many people in different professions who are also taking trading to do it.
So you go DJing classes, bro.
As soon as you end up, minisha fanya film. Uko na nini?
Nacha nifunzi.
Already did film. Situ ongeza skill. Uko na nini? Trading tu.
Nacha nipamana na DJ. Hapo wa DJ. Nona niko sawa.
Yeah. So. So that's what we do, guys. But thank you for joining. That's Arvin. We'll continue sharing with his journey.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of months from now. We'll just sit down, see what he's doing. And yeah. So we'll catch you guys next time. Remember to stay woke. And become financially literate. See ya, guys.